The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 28th of April, 2022. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Listen, we're going to get past the intro. It's a Culture Thursday. I got Mr. C.A. Newry in studio with me. We got tons to talk about. I can tell you right off the top what you could call in and join the conversation with. So, listen, the 50th Independence Celebration is coming up next year. And the Bahamas is hosting the Bahama Games. Well, listen, we need a new independent song. I want to say good morning to Empress, the hottest DJ in the Bahamas, radio personality. Morning, Empress. Empress was talking about this on her show yesterday. We need a new independent song. So today, C.A. Newry and I, we're going to chop it up. We need a Bahama Games theme song. We need new independent song. We need plenty new things for the 50th independent celebration.
What do you have against independence morning?
Okay, listen, let me tell you something. First of all, good morning to Priscilla Rollins, right, who I've had the pleasure of meeting recently. We are not acquainted, but I had the pleasure of meeting, interview, and possibly even a documentary on women pioneers in the music and culture space and industry in the Bahamas. And so we are going to talk about Independence Morning. I don't have nothing against it.
It's good because it's like a baby born.
It's just too easy to make fun of.
Well, that too.
Besides a comedian, right? It's just too easy to make fun of. But we're going to talk about that as well. We need plenty, plenty new things. I think we need a national library and museum. I got another interesting idea I want to throw out there. So if you want to join the conversation, listen, you can tune in because we're streaming live audio and video on GuardianTalkRadio.com. Mm-hmm. You could listen on TV on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or Flow 612. If you go to the On the Clock with Erin Green Facebook page, you could tune into the live feed right there. Or you could download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices, have it on your phone all the time, and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. You could even go on YouTube and search On the Clock with Erin Green and get all the old shows.
You on YouTube too?
Buddy,
listen, I didn't know.
Don't tell the tax man.
Okay.
Don't tell. He's in town. Don't tell him. Anyway, you could text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Or you could call us. Please call us. 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You could also comment at 428-0719. That's On the Clock's WhatsApp number. Okay. It's plenty, plenty, plenty things. We got to touch in the sort of here with me because they say man don't like housekeeping. Glad you're here. Mm-hmm. So today is International Girls in ICT Day. And that's like all this, sort of science.
Tech.
Mm-hmm. All them fascinating, high-paying jobs. Here it is. If you go to the business section of today's Guardian at the bottom of the fold in the little orange inset, there's a story. PTC celebrates Global Girls in ICT Day. And the Bahamas telecommunications company has thrown its full support behind girls and young women who seek to thrive in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. They call that STEM.
Mm-hmm.
The story continues on page 2 of the business section. Please check it out. Okay, something that's not in the paper. Listen, I want to say good morning to the officers of Fox Hill Police Station.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call them last night. We have these dogs moving through our neighborhood. It's just weird. It's like when you see 8 dogs moving one time, mm-hmm. they up to something.
That's a gang.
Yeah. They up to something. And I'm very afraid, like if the pot cakes and the raccoons ever collude
mm-hmm.
or conspire, we humans be out of luck.
What color dog were they?
They were a variety of colors. I had some little white with brown spots and golden brown and a couple of black with brown spots. And they weren't in uniform, mm-hmm. mind you. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that scared. Mm-hmm. If it's in uniform, I was going to run out of my house. But anyway, I want to say thank you this morning to the officers of the Fox Hill Police Station. And on this note, I just want to say, listen, every police officer is a traffic officer. How do I know?
How you know?
I never went to training because I am not a police officer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I need to make that clear. But when you go into headquarters
mm-hmm.
or police station, there's a beautiful placard that says it. It's like the number 2 mandate on the list of mandates. And it says every police officer is a traffic officer. The same way that every single car this morning turned right on red at the Mackey and Shirley Street intersection. I don't find that extremely troubling. I mean, I find it very troubling. That's obvious. What I find troubling is that it's now occurring at the rate at which people run the stop sign from Meeting Street to Nassau Street.
Mm.
And that's not the most troubling part. The most troubling part is that that intersection sits right next to the court building where they process traffic offenses.
Wow.
That's the part.
I think they call it irony.
This trouble. I don't know. My iron don't stay on. The power don't stay on long enough for me to understand irony. And on that note, on the front page of today's Guardian,
mm-hmm.
there's a wonderful headline, An Exciting Era of Innovation. PM declares country moving in forefront of digital asset industry. I would just wanted to say that while I want to acknowledge the work of Bahamians, young and old,
mm-hmm.
who are attempting to build out this space in this industry, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to discount or disregard your efforts, right? I just want to say that I am looking forward to an exciting era of uninterrupted, constant supply of affordable, actually functioning electric and telecommunication services.
You ask for much.
I don't understand how you could convince these people to come pay $5,000 a head mm-hmm. to come hear y'all talk about how you're going to build this technological marvel, right? This space, both digital and real, in the most beautiful corner of the world that we all call paradise. And the power on. You can't keep the telecommunication services up and running that you need to run that industry. And if anybody get up and start talking about they load sharing
mm-hmm.
telecommunication services, I know you're doing it. First of all, we know you're doing it. But if you get up and start talking it like it's normal,
mm-hmm.
the way that BPL started talking, like load shedding is a normal part of the process.
Expected every summer.
Right. Jump in at any time, Mr. Newry. Jump mm-hmm. in at any time. I mean, I want to say the same thing to the Minister of Works
mm-hmm.
and everybody responsible for standards. And IRCA. Y'all could jump in at IRCA. You could jump in at any time
mm-hmm.
to this discussion. Two, it just don't make any sense to me. What's even more troubling is that it seems to make sense to some other people.
Okay.
I mean, when you look at the front of the business section fold,
mm-hmm.
right? Did you know that Saul, the thought leader for the future, was founded by Scaramucci, the Mooch?
No, I did
Trump
not know.
Trump Scaramucci?
I thought that was a Bohemian concept, naming it salt.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's water, salt, right. Life, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, paradise.
It's
I thought
like,
salt was Bohemian.
Right, not like that boy Tommy that started a business called Tommy Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that if he dropped the S, that he could just co-op a whole country name. Or like that band, that boy named Bahamas. There's a guy out there
mm-hmm.
named Bahamas.
Yes.
He named his whole professional career
yes.
Bahamas. And I don't think anybody at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs or the Attorney General's office has realized the need to go and talk to this young man.
Free advertisement?
No.
Yeah, he has a sunny disposition.
No, convince him to change his name.
But he has a sunny disposition. You know, when you hear him sing, you start smiling and say, my gosh, he's singing about paradise. See the connection?
I mean, I guess, but that's not what... Anyway, I don't want to discount the guy's music because I'm sure there are lots of people that love it. I can't hear it. I just need him to know that from he name himself Bahamas and he is not from the Bahamas, nor does he sing Rake and Scrape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Dirty Nagua Scrape, Rake and Scrape, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even do a funk disco, nothing like half. I can't even hear your music, sir.
No.
But let's put that aside. We can mm-hmm. talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this gentleman, Scaramucci,
mm-hmm.
he believes in the power of building out the next crypto space in a country that can't keep the power on.
That seems odd. But perhaps they're going to have their own electricity.
Yeah.
They'll be off the national power grid. And
it's
you know.
Plenty of things you could do with salt.
Yes.
You could wash clothes with salt. That's the second thing I suppose.
Or you could be the salt of the earth. I know a guy who was the salt of the earth, and he's now a consultant.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went there.
Yeah. Because he's not a consultant. He's a subcontractor.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But he's still the salt of the earth all
no,
the time.
No, he's still getting taxpayer money. That's what I thought never changed. But so they say.
Yeah.
For me,
uh-huh.
I appreciate the critique,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
That this boy has institutional knowledge.
Uh-huh.
That we would be foolish to not try and garner and make use of in some way.
Yes.
I'll accept the critique that he has a consistent presence
mm-hmm.
in the inner city communities that we are trying to engage, right?
Yes.
I can accept all of that, right? However, I can't accept none of that until this gentleman apologizes for his consistent attacks against a group of women who turn out have been identified as priority, right? Like as central to creating a crime plan. Like how do you appoint a man threatened and endangered the lives of the members of the team that you've placed him on?
But that's easy. He has proven to be a disruptor. That's what he was called. He disrupted the women. And he's going to be a disruptor.
And so fine. But
yeah, you're stuck
now,
right?
Will he end up disrupting the very thing that he is going to,
well,
to be a part of?
Of course, of course.
And see, people will say, but Aaron, that's not really odd. Like, that's in the fine tradition of Bahamian culture.
Yes.
It's like we've never stopped wrecking. Because that's all you
mm-hmm.
could be doing there is, you know, like wrecking. That was the thing that our historical wealth is built upon.
Yes.
Like when we talk about old money and generational wealth, like the people who are able to participate or take advantage of the opportunities that arise
mm-hmm.
in this new Bahamas crypto space,
mm-hmm.
the people with that type of money, they developed that money long time, right? So we
mm-hmm.
can't fight them. They developed that long time in the Bahamas
mm-hmm.
with Bahamian industry
mm-hmm.
called wrecking, where you wreck the boat so you could now assume ownership of the things that used to be on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we haven't stopped doing that. We just wrecking everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the strongest part of the political culture now is wrecking, right? I'm mad at the government. So if the government invite me on the ship, I go in on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I go wreck it.
Well,
I go take what's mine.
You could be an interrupter also.
I got a word.
He's interrupter.
Interrupter.
You could be an interrupter.
I go wreck it because I should be able to assume something of value to before my contract is up.
I'm getting a little concerned now. You sound like those people who in Jamaica Road do taking the property. Just bulldoze and say, come farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like them, yeah.
That's what I sound like?
Yeah, you should be concerned.
I should be concerned.
Yeah, you should be concerned.
I thought I...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is it that the people I'm talking about sound like them?
I talk about that. You want to be interrupter and go, sound like you want to go all the way to Mike Road and get the free property to file.
I could disrupt this political culture, not from here, from my house. Not from my private space. Yes. That's the work that I do privately.
Okay.
I don't do that on
the radio. Just let you know I'm watching you.
All right. But listen, I got a couple of texts here. Says, great show as usual. Don't go to Cat Island, lay low in Bimini. Producer, when the people ask you, just let them know I have that song on that playlist.
You just start playing it.
Go on down to Bimini. I got another song I want to play. Great show as usual. Our new theme song for the Bahamas should be KB song. We got some jokey leaders.
I love that song, actually. I don't think it's appropriate now because our leaderships are improving.
I mean, when you say jokey, I'm like Comedy Central. Like that type of joke is, I can celebrate that.
You can celebrate that.
I mean, if it was a comedy show. Fortunately, it's not. But I want to thank you, Texter, for that. The KB song that I would nominate, right? So if we're going to nominate Independence theme song from existing songs, right?
Okay.
Culture Into Space. Is I don't know, producer. If
that's I love that song,
but that's
actually.
That's my favorite KB song, and I can't find it.
And it's very, it shows the essence of what it is to be Bohemian.
Yeah.
So that, I love that song.
Yeah, yeah. Producer, if you have that song, no, you don't have it. Anyway, dear KB, don't make me bootleg this song.
My bootleg it. No?
Right. They're playing another one for me? Play Bush Medicine by Ed Moxie. I promise you all I want to play the song for you, right? Because if ever I had children, grandchildren, then I feel closer to my children. They have to know this song.
Mm-hmm.
As a Bahamian children, they got to know this song, Bush Medicine by Ed Moxie. You just, whenever you play it, I can stop talking, producer.
Ed Moxie, the cultural icon?
Yes.
He sings song.
Listen, that's what the good YouTubes tell me. You got to crank it up a little bit, producer. Now, you got to listen to the first 80 seconds or so before the lyrics come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you got to do with children. You got to keep them on their toes.
And this is Rico's Creek.
Yeah. All he says is Beijerina and Saracena.
That's it?
That's what I catch so far.
I like that calling.
Yes. The calling. So they used to, when I call them from down the road, oh, children. My housekeeper used to do that. She's called her, right? But the calling, thank you, producer.
The I can see you ricking scraping to that, actually. I see you start doing the jig, like you feel the music.
But that call is a part of our tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman named Donna who used to work with Yellow, Rasta, Kalma on Montague Ramp.
Okay.
As far as I know, she's the last of the fish callers.
Mm.
She used to be on the dock calling out snappers. Snappers.
Yeah.
Fish for sale.
When I was younger, we had a fishman who came on a bicycle. Mm. Who was a fishman.
Yeah.
He used to call out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have that anymore.
See, listen, so I buy me one little megaphone. I won't be a caller. That's what I want to do. I want to call out things.
Mm.
Right? But I live in a fancy neighborhood. And
any money in that?
They have it depends on what you're calling.
Yeah.
What you're not calling. That's really where the money is.
True.
But my neighbors have AC and things, so I can't really annoy them the way you're supposed to. But that's a tradition we got to bring back, man.
Mm.
That's a tradition we have to bring back.
I like recitation. Yeah. No, we don't do poetry anymore.
No.
And this poetry month that I haven't heard any kind of...
Wait, look here.
You go read that. Look for your notes.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
You heard about any kind of poetry competition or any kind of poetry recital anywhere?
Okay, so I got a list of things. A couple I mentioned last week. The Commonwealth Writers of the Bahamas. I have to say good morning to Miss Vera Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Please call me. I think you have my contact. We're supposed to get in touch. But the story, there's going to be storytelling at the Writer's Porch at Arawaki this Saturday, the 30th of April, and I think it's either at 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.
There's a Writer's Porch at Arawaki?
Yes, apparently there's a Writer's Porch at Arawaki.
Good.
And I'm excited to, I think I can try pass through and see what the vibe is, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's another poetry event happening, and April has been International Poetry Month,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas Pine Island Project is hosting a Cascarilla and Silvertop Palm poetry and video contest. I got very excited about this. I was going to pour me a glass of Campari and Misery because it's just bitterness and they just balance so well.
Mm-hmm.
But it is only two age categories, 10 to 15 and 16 to 21.
Okay.
As much Campari as I drink, I still can't pass for 21.
You know, you pass for 27.
You maybe. Yeah, yeah.
If you squint your eyes a lot.
Anyway, you can go to the Creative Nassau website or the Guanima, that's GUANIMA.com websites to get further details about the competition. It is a two-verse poem or one-minute video.
Nice.
You submit for... So we're celebrating our pioneers. It's the International Jazz Day. Bahamas, taking place this Saturday, April 30th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Pompey Square. And Paul Hanna is going to be performing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, that should be great. Hold on. There's also an art show called Colonial Swag at the Turn Gallery. It's a solo exhibition of paintings, tapestries, and mixed media by artist April Bay.
Where's the Turn Gallery?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
You'll go online and Google it.
And Google it.
Right. Her work combines American and Bahamian visual culture and contemporary pop culture into potent and imaginative social critique. It will be on view from April 21st to May 28th. Look here. It's a great show. I've been hearing great reviews. But guess what?
What?
Mr. Nuri,
mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the anniversary of Black Tuesday.
To choose who is black?
I mean, it was very sunny.
Okay.
Yeah. But I had a very pro-African experience.
Tell me about it.
I was reminded constantly that I was on a plantation.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed with the feeling that I somehow was discomforting people with the expectation that they would provide the most basic of functions.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I think that sums up the black experience.
Yeah, I see that.
Anyway. We missed it. Ain't nobody talking about it. Was it in the paper yesterday?
I see the chairman of the PLP mentioned it. You know, they celebrate such things.
Yeah.
So he made a big deal of it and made a speech on it. But now, it hasn't been anything in the news.
A 2022 speech? Because I found a 2020 speech that inspired the Dickens. It brought out all the English and African in me. It inspired the Dickens out of me. A statement from 2020 by the PLP chairman, Fred Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Black Tuesday was just, and it's just excerpts I'm reading. Black Tuesday was just one of many significant events that defined the 20th century fight for freedom in the Bahamas, in the modern Bahamas, as we know and enjoy it today.
Mm-hmm.
In the accounts of many political observers and historians, including Dame Doris Johnson in her book, The Quiet Revolution, this epic journey began with the Burma Road riots of the 1st and 2nd of June, 1942, the unceremonious beginning of the suffragette movement in 1949, following a casual conversation between the defeated Rufus Ingram and his wife, Mary.
Mm.
The formation of the Citizens Committee of 1950 to reverse the ban on the showing of Sidney Poitier's first film. That's like how, anyway, for another time. The formation of the Progressive Liberal Party in 1953, ushering in the era of party politics, the election of the first PLP MPs in 1956, the general strike of 1958, the expansion of the House seats in 1960, the expansion of the franchise to women in 1962, Black Tuesday in 1965, majority rule in 1967, and finally, independence in 1973. Mr. Mitchell goes on to say, so on this day, 55 years later,
mm-hmm.
we reflect on this country's epic and glorious journey, and we thank those brave and courageous souls who dared to challenge the social order of the day, who stood in the vanguard of change and were uncompromising in their demands for social justice. It is that same courage, courage, self-discipline, and indomitable spirit that will get us through this current COVID-19 pandemic. Remember, this is 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It is that same uncompromising demand for economic justice, for an action of not only our environment, but our borders that must define our 21st century struggle.
Mm.
We have a moral responsibility and obligation to pass this country off to the next generation in a better state than we met it. Our forefathers did it for us, and we owe the same to the next generation of Bahamians. End. This is the only Fred Mitchell that is allowed to come to the picnic. This is the only Fred Mitchell that is allowed to
Mitchell speak. Is a nationalist. You expect to hear a good speech when it comes to the Bahamas.
And this is
celebrating us.
This is a part of the critique that's in opposition of Munker's appointment. You're brilliant. You got good thoughts in your head.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're reckless with them.
Yes.
And when you have that much power, the power of communication, the power of engagement and influence, you got to be wise with that power. You got to be responsible with that power.
So you're saying, with much power comes great responsibility?
Right.
I just made that up.
And the question, okay, you good?
Yeah, good.
I bet you was a Bahamian.
Yeah, profound. Yeah.
Right now. But one thing I know, producer, we're getting ready. Let's go to the break. Play Burma Road. I can't. We got to play Burma Road after that.
Mm-hmm.
Play Burma Road for me. The Bahamas is a former shadow, a shadow of its former self. The Bahamas is a shadow of its former self. And although we often say this generation, this present generation has to be the best that we've ever produced in human civilization.
Okay.
And in the Bahamas, I'm arguing that we are a shadow of our former self.
We need to have that debate.
Yeah, man. This is Burma Road. We go into a break. Stay tuned. When we come back, we need an independence theme song. We need a Bahama Game theme song. Stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 300 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boy, I read the last time he took a trip down in Nagua. But this time, we going to San Salvador.
Say what? You talking about my own gun?
Uh-huh.
Over the UE, over the hill, down in the field. You know what I'm saying?
Once I had a gal, she called me Finn.
Good morning and welcome back. See, so let's look what you get when you're tired of what you get.
I love it. We need to play it a little longer because actually I think that's one of the better Bohemian songs and also an anthem. And we need to define what an anthem is. An anthem is a feel-good song that you start, everyone joins in and start heralding. And I think we need more anthem song, more feel-good song, a national song. And I know you were crying for a national song for the 50th anniversary for
an
Bahamas.
An anthem,
So we need anthem. Something that we play loud, something that we herald and brag to the world that this is us, this is what Bohemians are.
And everybody love it.
Yes, and everybody loves it.
Everybody gets love it.
Because it's a dance hall, feel good type song.
Right.
And I'm assuming that the government will sponsor or have various competitions this year and next year for it.
It have to be competitions.
It has to be competition. But money got to spend.
Right, but not just that, people got to be engaged.
No, money got to spend.
But I mean, okay. Okay,
I can be engaged with money. Okay, engage me with some money.
Inspire me.
Inspire me. And it got to be real money prize too. Give me $10,000, $20,000.
Right, we want a rest of the world.
Yes.
Right, it's not for your church band or summer camp. At summer camp, I make up any song, children love it.
And this is why I miss Junkanoo Carnival. We had so many songs. Yeah. We had a whole album. Every carnival, we had an album of songs. When last year had new Bohemians? I mean, COVID stopped everything for a while. But when last year had a good Bohemian song?
Well, there's new music coming out all the time.
Yeah?
Right. Mm-hmm. There is. On the rake and scrape scene, these guys haven't stopped. There's two things going on. First of all, there are rake and scrape artists and Bohemian artists who perform regularly, right? But they're not putting out albums and music videos, right? So I could go online and I can find a video of their performance, but it's not a live recording, right? It's not a proper professional recording. So it's difficult to get them, to get all of these artists out so people could hear it, right?
Okay.
But there's new music coming out all the time. Blody, Shine, Shad Cauley and the VIPs, which is the evolution of Al Cauley and the VIPs.
Okay.
And it's a bunch. And then that's just a sort of rake and scrape and what we call traditional Bahamian music side. We got artists in other genres that are making music all the time. Shout out to the Munnings Entertainment Group on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Like reggae, soca, Afro soca blend, Afro reggae blend, hip hop. Rap and hip hop and fusion.
Some weeks ago, you played some fusion music of old Bohemiana songs.
Yeah.
And they modernized it.
Right.
Why can't we be doing that and paying people for that?
Right. And in fact, one of the ideas I want to throw out for the Independence Anthem competition, right, is should we, for various categories, should we have pairing older artists and younger artists?
Mm-hmm. Collaboration type thing.
Right. Genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of weeks ago, leading to Easter, before Good Friday, I played a song by Manifest, Lavard Parks.
I like
and
Manifest.
And Joanne Callender. Oh. And it was a rock.
Yes, that was good. Yes.
But more importantly, I want to know if we could do a Verve style project where we identified old classics by artists that are deceased now and pair them with a new artist.
Like a blind blink.
And a new artist and a DJ. Right? So you put a DJ and an artist together with an old classic song. And then see what they come up with.
So how do we get this happening? Who do we speak to? Because, I mean, the idea is brilliant. I'm excited. It seems plausible. But how does it get to the right air to say, okay, I'm going to make this happen?
All right. Well, listen, you hear that?
Yeah.
We got to hear the song.
Let's hear the song.
Right. This is Elon Moxie, right? Oh, my Andrus. Okay, did I tell you he's from Andrus?
Mm-hmm.
Chick Johnny Ketcher.
Yeah, this is Chick Johnny's in Andrus.
Now, this is for the theme song for Bahama Games, like the team song, right? Okay. Cat Island.
Let me listen to hear it then. Let me feel it.
Crank it up.
Purification and the realization. History of the night. The outer continents of the west. Water of the island. Then the trees grow bigger. It is more diverse. Sometimes I often wonder if there is any.
It's in the chorus now.
Oh, my Andrus.
She wakes. Can you imagine Andrus?
Oh, my Andrus. She
Can you imagine Andros Island at the Bahama Games start playing a race? Yeah. Or can you imagine, oh my Andros, we wake now, she wakes,
yes.
and that crowd start roaring, and the people from Andros, the big yard, start singing their themed song?
Yes.
No?
Everybody could be from Andros for that 2 minutes
yes.
while that song playing.
Yes.
And that's the energy that we're trying to drive, we're trying to build.
How many
Bahama
islands
Games?
Have their own song? I know Bimini has their own song.
Bimini got about 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Inagua is the best kept
secret, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Now, Eleuthera got playing song. I got one on the list.
And Inagua have them too, because
Island.
Yeah, Eleuthera has, yeah, Haba Island have their own song. Yeah.
What I couldn't find is a song that I grew up singing at summer camp in Eleuthera, the Methodist youth camp in Jamestown. And I just remember this part of the lyrics. Eleuthera. You don't have to play it. I just
I think you're voicing that. The one who's saying, the guy who eat all the food at
Agent Man?
No. The
I
one
eat
who
up all the food. I don't
no,
know.
When you go to the party and say,
KB, not told
no,
us.
No, the Seventh-day Adventist guy. I soon get
Oui.
It. With a mustache. He's an artist, painter.
I think him.
The painter.
Not Pat Ramey. You know,
not Pat Ramey, the one who said the aliens came. And say, oh, Granny?
Eddie
Minnis. Eddie Minnis.
That's what I thought.
Lord
of
mercy.
Listen,
it took me a while.
Okay.
I feel him. Mr. Minnis.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's who I thought it was.
Yes,
listen,
man.
That's who I thought it was. And I'm online. I want to say good morning to Bahama Bud, to MTVJ, MJTV, and to for the massive collection of Bahamian music you guys are uploading. I'm making available to the general public. But I couldn't identify that song. That's his voice.
That's any minute. I'm sure.
Anyway, that song got to be...
Get some of your Texas calling and say who that is, man.
Yeah, man. Texas, please call in and tell us. Yeah, Eddie Minnis is who C.A. Newry is trying to find.
Yes. See, I described him well.
Yes. very good. Another text says, FTX broke ground on their cryptocurrency head office or head center. I bet you all a bag of mangoes. When they complete constructing, it'll be running off electric power from ocean wave energy devices supplemented by a solar power system.
You think it'd be off the grid? You'll never see it.
But look here. It'll be in the ocean.
BPL need to get its money.
Yes. No. Who is going to subsidize the provision of electricity to the people who pay in all the bills?
Do that.
Okay. Tech says, you know what the jam is? Sunshine on my body.
Oh, yes.
Sunshine on my toes. When I was a teenager, my sister and I had the most laughs about this man called Dry Bread who used to come on Zednes. Mm. The camera would zoom in and out on his bad dancing. Now I love that song.
Mm.
I got Bahamian music by Dry Bread on the alliteration. But first of all, the best music videos on Zednes was the singing pastor, Bishop Roll.
Roll?
But not him per se. His backup dancers.
Ah, what song was it?
I can't remember. That doesn't matter.
No.
What matters is I remember the performance.
The performance.
Right?
He can perform.
The love that they put in to that performance, the pride.
That's one of the women dancing in the background.
In the A-line skate.
Yes.
Church skate on the waterfront.
I see it.
Off the chain. That gentleman needs to be allowed to enter the competition. Another text says, listen, don't get it mixed up. Eddie Minnis is a Jehovah's Witness.
He is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's on Seventh-day Adventist.
No. So we apologize. No disrespect intended. Absolutely. Thank you, texter. Another text says, morning, where can I buy Ancient Man albums online? I do not know. Go try Bucks Record on Robinson Road. They'd be open and playing music. They are not online, but they're on the traffic line.
They're on the traffic line.
Yeah.
Where
Wolf Road turns into Poinciana. Another text here says, producer, play another song for us. Let me look. I mean, we got you born there. You're a Manny Butler Bahamian thing.
I'm a winner. It's good. I like that.
Papa Smurf, I am a Bahamian.
I love Papa Smurf.
I am a Bahamian.
Now, mind you, if you're going to call Papa Smurf, we got to call him by them.
Yeah.
Over the seas with my bay them, chilling in the breeze, you know?
By them.
Boom. Clack. Kabak. Tank. Boom.
Yes.
Clack.
That was the best rap song ever in the Bahamas, actually. So So when you call Papa Smurf, automatically I started thinking about Bombay Dem.
You're right.
And
you're
Over
right.
the Seas, Chilling in the Breeze.
Absolutely. Let's see. Crank it up, crank it up.
Come to the islands, come join the dance. Leave your stress behind, come take a chance. Boy, take off your necktie, I'll take off your boots. We getting light, yeah, we getting moving. I yell at ya, do what I tell ya. Just like a bell, yeah, I want you shake it up. So hand on your head,
shake it up.
Hand on your back,
shake it up. Go
down. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Vicky, I hope you all played this at the opening of the conference at Bahama, right? I hope y'all hotels, y'all pick your music, you play, you know, you sit down and you strategize, you interrogate the culture. Because that's a beautiful one. We want to say rest in peace, Therese Hepburn. Rest in peace,
yes.
Therese Hepburn. But she, look here, she brought...
Definitely, definitely when she performed, she brought the energy.
Yeah, yeah.
My phone is reminding me that Ed Moxie in that song, yeah, they were all Cat Islanders, and they wanted to recognition that Cat Island has very much talent.
Yeah, man. You know?
And then my phone also saying Long Island Breeze. They're calling for, I think that's Pat Ramming. Long Island Breeze. They're calling.
Look here,
that's a different generation.
I don't understand how y'all don't believe in Chick Chani, because his man them will sing song and make you fall out.
Yeah. But I have that voice.
Yes.
I have that voice will either make you fall in love or cry.
Yeah, man. Your wife is one of the smartest, most compassionate women in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, man. Anyway, y'all don't mind that. Miss Nuri was like a big sister to me when I was in university for a minute. Boy, producer, but that song, I love that song, right? That's a big calling. Young people need to hear that, man. They need to hear that so they can prepare for when they get old and they know how to treat children. Anyway, also on the list, I have See the Crab Crawling by Phil Stubbs and Proud to Be. There's so many Phil Stubbs songs. Like, all the Phil Stubbs songs need to be in consideration for...
Yes. He's definitely a national hero.
All right. I have a text here saying, what women did Rodney threaten? I have said it multiple times.
Repeatedly. I remember back then it was a big thing.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. All of the people who went to see that talk about it.
They
had some press conferences. But we tend to forget a lot into the Bahamas. We choose to remember things we want to remember.
Right. Y'all don't want to talk political culture this morning. But if you want me to, Dr. Patterson.
I thought we were talking music.
Lila Green.
We're talking music.
Okay. Dry Bread has all the hits. She's a big tune. Yes,
yeah, it's a big
buddy.
Tune. And he did remake KB's song. They Show My Rochi.
They Show My Santa P.
And he had a different version of Spider. Because something when he showed him, made him jump.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was a different song.
That's the BPL bill. That's what made him jump.
Jump.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Play that song, Elutra. I love it. We got to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have links to these songs online, or if you have the album, let me pay you $1.50 plus.
But
back.
Let's make this happen, though, that each island bring out their song.
Yeah.
And for the Bahama game, that they're able to play that and say, this is our anthem. Or we create new anthems that each island can celebrate and sing at the Bahama games.
Right. And here's the part that we've missed in the concept of the national song competition, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we could see it right there in Trinidad with Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Your songs have to come out before the event.
Yes.
People become familiar
and
with
know the words and can sing along.
Can sing along.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. You can't wait until the independence or the beginning of Bahama Games to introduce the songs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get this started now so that when the Andrus song come on, know the song and know why the Andrus people excited.
I think we're waiting for this independence to launch the entire march towards 50th anniversary.
Right, but it needs to be completely scoped out so that when you have this 49th, that in that official ceremony is a segment where you talk about what to expect over the next 12 months.
So you expect every month would be something exciting happening?
Should be. But not just that. When we talk about real engagement and participation and accessibility, you have to give people time to prepare themselves to participate.
Mm.
Right? Don't just tell me you're doing a fancy thing in July on June 15th or 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the time to say, look here, okay, they're doing this. Family Island people could get involved. I've got 3 months, I've got 6 months, I've got 9 months. Let me get to my people in Honduras. Let's get this coconut, because we could be the coconut center for this event. But it'll take time, right? Give the people the time needed. That's a part of the resources, the time needed to participate fully. We could do that.
Yeah, man, I feel it. I am excited. Acklands can produce some songs.
Yeah.
We have talent down in Acklands.
Absolutely. I got a text here that says, Spotify is slowly putting on more Bahamian music. FYI, two or three of Tony McKay's albums. Andre Toussaint, Count Bernardino, George Simonette, Joseph Spence, KB. Not all, but it's growing, thankfully. Well, I got to check out Spotify for KB songs.
Yeah. I'm impressed that the person who texts knows Toussaint.
Yeah.
That's an old Bahamian song singer, you know, and have some hits too, hits.
I think I played one by Andre Toussaint, the Bed Bug song, I think, right? That's a little rude song.
Yeah, and
now listen, they know rude songs, okay?
But Bahamians are known for singing suggestive, double meaning songs.
Tongue in cheek, yeah.
Tongue in cheek songs.
But it has to be, listen, it has to be so clever. Mm-hmm. It has to be, and I'm not talking like, ew, I went to a fancy university, clever. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be so authentic and clever at the same time for it to work.
KB is good at that because Bush Mechanic has two different. Bush Mechanic, I laugh so many times.
Looking at what Bush Mechanic put a wire hanger on my car tie rod in and tell me 2 weeks, don't do foolishness. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the rest of that story. Bush Mechanic. Another text. Good day, Guardian Radio. Love your daytime show. Please be sure to read my whole text. Appreciate you all holding folks accountable, verbally wailing their behinds on traffic issues. Please also hold Bahamians accountable for not properly securing their dogs in their yards.
If you have a law for that, though.
We do. Please verbally wail their behinds daily for allowing their dogs to roam about endangering adults and kids, like every day. You can't even exercise or walk safely in your neighborhoods for these troublesome dogs. Dogs that should really be properly secured in a yard. What are the laws on this? Are there any laws on this?
Of course there's laws, yeah.
There are laws on this. And what I do know is that the centers that adopt out animals, they want to assure that you have a safe and secure yard for your animal before they begin the adoption process. And listen, I love podcakes. They're so smart. They're so cool. The Royal Bahamian Podcake, you know, should be our country mascot. Mm-hmm. But they can also be very, very problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you love your animals, take care of them. Keep them off the road. People is speed and knock your dog. People is aim to try.
We just need to add value to these animals, you know. I think that'll solve that. We need to have a pot cake competition, the pot cake with the most character. And when the value comes, people will now start taking care of things they treasure.
Yes. Yeah. And their text, and you hear me tell you how I had to call the police to try to figure out what these dogs was doing in my neighborhood last night?
That's a gang.
As soon as I see them talking to a raccoon, then I call in the Crime Stoppers hotline. Another text, Long Island Breeze, song for Long Island.
Yeah.
Good morning, Aaron and CA. Let the heavens come down and income tax happen. FTX will be put here fast like when Shaggy and Scooby-Doo see ghosts. Out of here. As he's saying, they would be out of here. Well, I see that's some foreshadowing and foretelling. Okay, Cecil, I don't know if you saw the playlist.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I want the producer to play the Falcon Sugar Apple Ganap.
I like the song too.
Peanuts Taylor, Mama Lay Lay Lay.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. Phil Stubbs, See the Crabs Crawling. I ain't even gone to the other side of my list. You're born there.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know me, eh?
I love that song.
You know what I like?
That's KBA.
Yeah.
You don't know me, eh?
You don't know who I is.
Yes. Yeah. Another Bahamian song where you feel it, that you live the song, you know? Each word is who you are.
Right. Now, I put Avi Swing on here.
I like that. Swing.
And
swing.
It's actually a new dance, right?
Yes.
And I think that, if not Independence, if not Bahama Games, that got to be on the tourist lineup.
And we did not mention the dance, that perhaps whatever anthem song that we do come up with, it definitely needs to have a dance that goes with it.
Yes.
Can you imagine at the Bahama Games and the particular group and start dancing their national dance or their island dance?
Yeah.
You know,
We need island a team song or theme song with a dance.
With a dance.
Right? And that's so you get your young people in.
Yes.
Get your young people involved. You know what else we need, Cecil?
What else do we need? A national poet laureate.
We need a national ghetto youth poet laureate.
Do we need a competition for that, or we just need a dub? Because Mary Coles is good. I mean, I've heard her perform. I mind you, we have other poets. Right. Because, mind you, we have a large contingent of slam poets who can compete internationally with against anyone.
So you know? I think.
So I forgot about them, and we need to herald them.
We need to create. We need to sit and create a criteria for selection.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the first one, we should have a competition.
Yes.
And let the people, various ages, various styles of poetry, perform, showcase, compete, and then we should appoint a new one every 2 to 3 years.
Or every year for the anniversary. Independence?
Yeah, every
year. And that person performed that, and it comes with money. You can't have these things without no money.
Have to be a sensible prize.
Yes.
And we expect you over the year to create a body of work.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be on display.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea. We need a national library and museum to document.
We've been talking about that for years now. You really can frustrate me.
Yeah. But why I think it's important. So when I was reading up on Black Tuesday last night, looking for some really nice excerpt, I had this question that popped up. The story said that, I gave you the wrong piece of paper, Cecil. The story said that in 1956, after the government imposed a 12-minute limit on parliamentary speeches, Milo Butler, who was in sir at the time, threw the speaker's hourglass out of the window at the House of Assembly. But I read another excerpt that said that he threw the hourglass out at the same time that the mace was thrown out.
But the one had to come first. And the idea that Milo Butler stopped time because they said you have a time limit. And then the mace was picked up and thrown out. I thought it came in that order, not the reverse.
Right. That's what I thought, too. But something that needs to be cleared up in the history books.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, we are all out of time.
Already.
Cecil, but producer, you pick the song, man. If it's me, I play in Bejarina.
I like Bejarina.
Play that Ed Moxie. We ain't never played enough Ed Moxie in this country at any point in time.
And the Cat Islanders.
Ed Moxie and the Cat Islanders. Now listen, y'all go on YouTube, sit down with your children, especially if they like play DJ, and tell them, look here, you in charge of the DJ machine. You go online, search and find us new Bahamian music, new and old, that we may have heard, can't remember listening to, want to hear again. Make it a weekend. Make it an exciting time, a family activity. You'll be surprised at how much fun you have. Producer, play that for me again, or whatever you have up on deck.
And I found it. Ricardo Williams sent it to us. Says, yes, Aaron.
Thank you, Ricardo Williams. I'm going to play that tomorrow morning. Come on, producer, play something for me, or else I'm going to have to start singing. Get me a whole megaphone so I could go on Montague Ramp and call Fish.
And she has a real megaphone for true.
So I could call Fish?
Yes, yes.
Snapper!
Catch your staff in here.
Snapper.
Fishman.